Alrighty, I think we are good to get started. So welcome everybody and thank you for joining me on our this session, this clinic. We are in B3, and if you're thinking about reimagining classroom assessment culture through engagement, not enforcement, you're in the right place. If you wanted something else, please get up, leave, go and find them. But I'm really excited that you all decided to join me. I think we've got a good session. There's some really good information that I'm excited to share with you. And there should be some good resources on the site. I don't think that they have been uploaded, but after this session, I will go back and make sure that they are. I know I sent them in, but sometimes things get lost in translation. A lot of moving parts behind this conference that oftentimes a little disconnected on occasion, so we'll make sure that that gets rectified. What I'd like you to do is find a piece of paper. So maybe in the back of your program, you have some blank sheets, and we're gonna do a pop quiz. So I need you to number 1 to 5 on the back of your, somewhere, on a piece of paper, or if you picked up one of the notebooks from one of our vendors, just anywhere, if you have a post-it note. And you can have conversation with your colleagues if you'd like. With any of these answers, you can try to do them on your own. You cannot Google, all right? So you can't use any kind of internet or Google to answer these questions. Are we ready? Everybody's excited? Pop quizzes are your favorite thing, right? All right, here we go. Number one. Of the 195 countries in the world, how many has Great Britain not invaded? Take your best guess. Just don't Google. Use the minds around you if you'd like. Do your own if you prefer. But of the 195 countries in the world, how many has Great Britain not invaded? All right. Number two. How long did the longest attack of hiccups ever recorded last? Probably a question you haven't asked yourself recently, but there you go. Okay, that sounds like we're ready. Number three. What is the most frequently used noun in the English language? Not pronouns, so not like I, you, me, we, or mom, dad, but noun. What is the most frequently used noun in the English language? Okay, number four. How do flamingos turn pink? Yes, and you just had a dopamine rush. Woo, I got it. Engagement. Engagement. And last but not least, some of you are going to know this one. And if you do, maybe don't shout it out to see if, you know, anybody else guesses. What is the national animal of Scotland? All right, one of the things that I have learned in doing some research and attending some professional learning around the brain is the brain loves to be challenged, and it loves a dopamine rush. So it likes to be right, because when it's right, we get that feeling of awe, that flush, right? Which is why kids love video games, when they can get things right. What the brain research also shows us, if they don't get it right, they don't get that dopamine rush, but if we tell them very quickly what the right answers are so that they can replace that aw shoot with the oh okay, they get a little bit of a dopamine rush, which can still help us engage kids, keep them motivated, keep them moving in the right direction. So I'm gonna give you the answers, and then you guys can have some conversation around how close you were, and maybe you'll feel a little bit better that you don't know all the answers to these questions. So number one, what were your guesses? How many countries have not been invaded by Great Britain? 27, 20, 4, 3, 35, 25. You're very close. 22. Of the 195 countries around the world, 22 have not been invaded by, and some of them are in South America, Africa, Sweden, Finland, the Vatican City, thankfully, they didn't try to invade. So, yeah, there is a few, but most of them have been invaded. Longest attack of hiccups. Let's hear those. Does anybody know? 5, 10, 11, 30. How many? Years? It is years. 66. 66 years. 68, sorry, 68. I'll tell you the story. Back in 1922, there was a man named Charles Osborne, and I don't know how old he was when this happened, but he butchered a hog, and he was lifting the hog up to actually complete the butchering of it. They believe, back in the day they didn't really know, but they believe a brain vessel popped in his head that caused him to start hiccuping. It was estimated that he had between 24,000 and 40,000 hiccups per day, and he lived with that for 68 years. He got married twice, had 8 children, had a wonderful life. Ironically, they ended in 1990, 1 year before he passed away. So the last year of his life, at least he didn't have the hiccups. But there you go, 68 years. Number three, what is the most frequently used noun in the English language? Nope, that's a pronoun, nope. Dinner? No. Let me ask you another question. As an educator, what's the one thing we never have enough of?
Time.
There you go. Time. Not enough time. What time is it? Time is the most frequently used noun. How do flamingos turn pink? Everybody knows this one. The shrimp that they eat, right? Dopamine rush. Woohoo! National animal of Scotland. Anybody know? Highland cow. It's the unicorn. It is the unicorn. Now, you guys might all be asking yourself, how does Ellen know all this weird stuff, right? I drink a lot of Snapple tea. And if you take the lids off Snapple, they have all of those weird little facts. And if you go online, because you're like, is that really true? They are, in fact, true. So I have, like, this collection of my Snapple lids that I like to take and do things like this with. Kids like being correct, and they actually like pop quizzes. They do not necessarily like pop quizzes when you're going to use them for classroom management tools or where you're going to go to put a grade in the grade book. But when they get the